Okay, what is up, guys? My name is Sean Flack 2.0, and welcome to another episode, the final episode of season 1/season 4 of the Dad's Life Podcast. You know what? One thing I'm going to coin this one, season one of the Dad's Life Podcast, the resurrection. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, I got that sound clip. But this is... so with me here in the studio via satellite, again, this is episode number 10. We got Mr. Crinley. He's above. Mr. Crinley, what's up, player?
What's going on? Thank you for being here.
Right. Then category up in the diagonal corner, Mr. New York God. What's up, player?
What's going on? It's great to be back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. For all of you guys who are just coming in, I just want to say this before we introduce the best baller in here. The reason why I wasn't here, I don't know if it was said last week or not, but I had to work. I was on call, so I couldn't even join via satellite, unfortunately. But I'm back, and it's going to happen a couple more times during our seasons. So just pay attention to the special guests that we have that fill in for me.
Right. Okay.
Great shout out to Chiron79 as well for stepping in.
Shout out to Chiron. And last but not least, we got Sensei John in the house. What up, Sensei?
The baller. Sean, you know what I say, man. If you ain't in it, you can't win it. You know what I mean? So I'm glad to be back, Mr. Crinley. Look like you out having a good dinner or something somewhere. You know what I mean? It's good, though. Looks good on you, man.
How do you? You're not wearing your food, I promise.
Right. You also look like you're standing up.
Are you standing up currently or not?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool, man. Look, man.
My stool's too hard.
No diddy.
You're going to use that. You're going to use the hell out of that, aren't you?
You're going to use it. Hey, but I'm glad y'all came to join the show, man. This is gonna be good, and yeah, can't go no further. I'm gonna let Sean do what he do, man. He do it best. Our fearless leader, like Njord said.
I'm gonna go in. Let's see here. So again, welcome. Thank you guys for joining the show. Love hanging out with you guys every week. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to say thank you to the patrons out there. We just recorded our behind the scenes before the show episode. So shout out to you guys, patrons. Go ahead and head over to Patreon. You'll have your special there. I also want to say thank you to all of you guys. Hopefully the season one series of behind the scenes and how we kind of do things behind the scenes as far as keeping the podcast up and running and the different tips and the different discussions we had about things that have to happen behind the scenes. Hopefully you enjoyed and had got value out of that series. Thank you for all of you guys that are not patrons. You're interested in supporting us, getting a little extra content out of us. You could go to shadowpackwest.com right there on the splash page. You could, there's a link to our Patreon page. You can start your patronage as little as $1 a month, and, you know, every little bit helps. And, you know, again, just a like, subscribe or share is obviously a great value to us as well. But again, if you want to help us out a little bit more and get a little bit more content out of the podcast, go ahead and head over to patreon.com/shadowpackwest, and you can start your subscription as little as $1 a month.
Sure.
With that, there is going to be there's going to be a change. Sensei, did you want to kind of give potential patrons and the current patrons a little update of what the new Patreon for season 5 is going to be?
Oh man, y'all in for a treat. So, been doing before the scenes, as Flack said. So now, after the show, you guys are going to get a deep dive to the real conversation that dads and men have after the show. So please become a Patreon, because you're not going to want to miss this. You know what's in my cup. Well, you're about to find out what's in my cup. And when Sensei drink his cup with it a couple of times, it's going to be an after party, okay?
No diddy.
Know what I mean? But it's going to be a party. You know what I mean? So, hey, we're having fun. Kind of changing it up here a little bit, because, you know, felt like we gave you some education in the Patreon with the Patreon content, and please subscribe, like she said, for $1 a month. Go find out how we basically helped people. Well, we'll help you with the content that we make, and after that, it's time to party. Shit, we come here to party. You know what I mean? We dads too. Shit, we gotta have fun too, and we gotta eat.
Right, and we gotta eat. Thank you, Sensei, for that. We're gonna get started with today's episode. Is our season recap. We're gonna be talking about the 10 episodes that we have recorded here. It's gonna be light, and in other projects we've done, when we closed out the season, we figured 10 episodes is a good way to kind of shut down the first season and go right into the next season. We're going to talk about the 9 episodes prior, you know, just some highlights, some things that we learned, some things that we liked about the topics, or maybe we want to revisit a topic. So hopefully you guys are in for a treat today. So with that, does anybody want to do any shout outs before we get started? Nord God.
Chiron 79. Yes. You, sir, are a motherfucking legend. Okay. without you last week, we would have been a spot lower. I appreciate you stepping up, filling in the need for this group, and providing great content for our listeners. Okay, I greatly appreciate you stepping up like you did, my man. Thank you very much. So big shout out to Chiron 79. If you guys aren't following him, you need to be, okay? If you're in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and y'all are looking for a photographer, Chiron 79 is your man, okay? So be sure to go look him up, Chiron 79. Thank you.
I just did a wedding earlier today, I believe.
Oh, that's awesome. And speaking, so we're going to transition over Mr. Crinley.
Let's go, Crin Dog.
You got any shout outs before we get started?
My shout out is for what is in my cup. Voodoo, it's too far away. The Zoom, yeah. Voodoo Ranger, which is, they teamed up with Able Gamers. They're doing a big thing right now. So, yeah, my shout out is to Voodoo Ranger.
Okay,
shout out to Voodoo. Which is in my cup. So, let's go around.
Man, they ain't paying us for promotions. I'm kidding.
it's for a charity. It's for a charity.
Yet.
Okay. Okay. Caribou Lou, anybody?
Sensei, did you have any shout out to escape you?
Yeah, you know I got to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's what I figured. We missed him. We're missing
my life. You know? He's the reason that I'm here. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to y'all, too, my brothers. Another mother in a different state, you know. Shout out to my shoe back there.
Oh, shout out to the shoe.
Episode 10, so I'll put something a little extra special. And for the patrons, and for the members, you know, we might make this a little segment. Comment in the section if you want to see Sensei John's segment about his shoe in the back. That'll be good. I got plenty of shoes. I can put view up there. You got more to go. You know?
It's been a different one every episode.
Every episode. He at least has 10 pairs of shoes, at least.
My wife don't like it, but I got a whole closet full of it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. If that's what you want to see, if that's what you want to hear, you know, I got all different types of stuff, and you can make it a thing, too. Real quick thing. So comment in the section. Comment in the
comment
after
section.
The description. The comment section. After the description. Please read the description too and go ahead and subscribe to the channel. I'm saying now.
All right. Okay. I mean, you know, I already did my shout out, so we're good to go to transition into Crinley. What are we gonna transition into?
Well, I tried to segue into it kinda already, but what's in our cup?
What's in our cup? We already heard.
All right, what's
you in already got cup? Mine. So.
Well, you said it's the Voodoo Ranger, right? But remember, yeah, there's a different, you know, there's a different flavor this week.
Well, this is the one I had, I think it was 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, Fruit Force.
Okay. The Fruit Punch?
It's probably one of my favorites. Yeah, the Fruit Punch flavored one.
Oh, yeah.
So, you kind of just kind of talked about it just a little bit, but the whole Able Gamers thing, just real quickly talk about that.
That is, so it's a charity, they go around and kind of like what I was talking about, whatever we were talking about, if we had unlimited money, what would we do to contribute? That's what they do. You know, they help people with disabilities play games.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's great. Let's start off with the top. Oh, you know what? We'll go with me next. Right. You know me. You know, I keep it nice and simple. What's in my cup? I got A&W Zero Sugar Root Beer. It's still a beer. It's just root. You know what I'm saying? Sensei, don't look like that. Don't look like that.
I'm just saying, though, you ain't going to work. And it's episode 10. You gonna keep it light on episode 10?
Yeah, you know.
Okay. I get it.
He did say that.
All right.
We're obviously gonna save Sensei John's cup for last because he has a reveal for that. So, New York God,
what is in your cup? Okay. I'm actually gonna ask one of you guys. What's in my cup?
Oh shit.
Oh, it's from the first episode.
It's from the most of the episodes.
I know what it is.
I think I know what it is. Okay. Okay. We should like write it down and be like, oh, okay, who I got flashcards?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should make him the new what's in your cup.
I am the season 2 what's in your cup.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So I'm going to say it's this. I'm going to write this down.
Damn. I don't know. I don't have, let me see, do I have a pen?
Let's see here. I think this is what it is. I think. Because you drank a couple different things.
But I hope this is going to be big enough to see. That's not the first time I've said that, by the way.
No diddy. Don't think it's good. You got to stay away from that type of shit.
I hope it's big enough. Not the first time I've ever said this. Oh, my God.
All right, who's going to share first?
I'm going to write shit down because I'm bad at spelling.
Okay.
But
okay.
Hold on. I need to see the papers backwards so I can't see the writing. Okay. So I can't see the writing. That way I know no one's writing anything.
Right, here we go.
I'm not writing anything because I ain't trying to spell nothing and look crazy on the.
Okay. Then you get to go first. What do you think I got in my cup, buddy?
It's Arkansas special. This is Jameson.
You're partly right.
Well, Jameson. Jameson, Black Barrel.
Ooh. Okay. What do you guys got?
This says
Jameson Black Barrel. You guys are right, my friends.
Oh, I know my boy.
3 for 3.
Okay.
Yes, sir, my friends. I have Jameson Black Barrel mixed with a little bit of Pepsi.
Okay.
That Pepsi is what is in Jameson. My cup.
Okay. All right. So with the big reveal, Sensei, let's get a little bit of history out there about what's going on with your situation. Let's do our big reveal. You having too much fun over there.
All right, so, you know, nobody wanted to comment or, you know, nobody was interested in commenting, but it's okay. We'll do better next time, right, guys? Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
Well, today I'm just mixing it with a little bit of lemonade.
That was the original mixer, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
The mixer, so I brought the original mixer back.
Okay.
It wasn't this one, but it was a different style, but it's lemonade. Lemonade is lemonade. So, you know, it's from Mexico, I think.
I would hope so.
Right?
Yep. So, I don't want to get in on free promotion, but they ain't got nothing out of me. So, yeah, it is. It's actually from Jalisco, Mexico.
Echo in Mexico.
It's an añejo. I'm
drinking it, but they ain't paying me for it. Yeah.
Right. One day they will sponsor us. It's añejo, which is my favorite. I like the dark. Well, you know it is a tequila, right? Tequila. I'm just saying now. Agave azul.
The blue. I don't know
so blue agave.
Blue sugar.
Yep.
And blue cactus.
Is somebody drum roll, please?
Oh, I don't got a drum roll.
Yeah, you do in the server.
I can't do that. You guys got to do it.
Bam.
Casamigos.
Aminago. What is this one? Oh, that's just the number. I thought it had a thing. But yeah, I'm fucking with that Casamigos, man. That's what I do, man. No, next season, check me out. I might not be fucking with the Casamigos. I might be fucking with some wine or something. You don't even know.
Go ahead.
Please.
Casamigos.
Añejo tequila. My favorite. I mean, I'm going to tell y'all. When I wake up in the morning, I ain't got no fucking headache. I drink this. I'll be down here with this shit, too. Not tonight. Some of the nights when you see me on here, you know, that's why the after party gonna be good. No diddy.
What you got, New York?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, season 10. We have a special shout out for none other than Sensei John in the crafting, correctly guessing his drink of choice.
That was awesome.
That was awesome, man. We gotta give him the horns.
That was so awesome.
Hey, I promised I would shout out the person who guessed it correctly, right? I mean,
right.
It was me.
Okay. With what's in your cup? And again, this is a section that we have in here. I think it's been very successful and very fun to look at and talk about and stuff like that. But let's head on to our main topic, which is the season recap. And let's get into it and see what we got here.
See what we got.
All right. Let's start off with episode one. Man, episode one. This was just the podcast with this is the Dad's Life podcast with a special guest, Sensei John. He wasn't a host. He was just
a
special guest. So
what does that sound like?
That sounds like some temporary stuff.
Yeah. How you out, bro?
Okay, so me and Sensei, we know each other obviously outside the podcast, and we had discussions just in passing about dad life, honestly. And we talked about having a podcast. Sensei talked about him having a podcast, and we're like, you know what? You want to try one together? And he was like, yeah, you know. And
yeah, dude.
So, you know, originally the Dad's Life podcast had 39 episodes in it, at three seasons. That's why this is the fourth season that we're closing out. We kind of just, again, if you guys want to know about the behind the scenes discussions that we had, you head over to our Patreon page and get some of those behind the scenes discussion that we had about commitment and what it kind of takes to do this. And I'm going to say right now, in this first episode, I don't know what I was going to expect working with Sensei. we tried it. It was a test run to see if Sensei, and of course then it was the resurrection of the Dad's Life podcast that came out to the 10 episodes currently you guys have going on there. So Sensei, why don't you talk a little bit about that first episode, maybe some highlights or something.
I'm just going, I'm a horn myself. I think we talked about our dads, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those ones where we kind of touched on our dads. And I'm going to tell you, I was nervous as shit because I didn't know what to expect. I was like, my brain was like scattered. And sometimes it still gets scattered in my thinking and stuff. So I'll be all over the place. I'm getting better at that, viewers and ladies and gentlemen. I've come a long way here in episode 10. I'm trying to stop the yada means and the you know what I'm sayings. I'm working on that. That's some one of my like ticks. You know what I mean? Here we go. So, but no, We have come a long way. We start talking about our dads in the first episode. Didn't know what to expect either. I didn't even know, like, all I had was a mic, really. And then, like, my wife helped me with the other stuff. And that camera that I had, you know, I thought it was going to be cool. And then once I looked at it, I was like, God dang, I'm hella dark. I had no lighting. Like, I was, like, sitting in the cage. So go check out that episode because that's, like, the first one for us. And I thought, you know, it was, like, 43 minutes. And it, you know, it was the start of something beautiful. You know what I mean? Something cool. I just, you know, I see my growth, but I really enjoy this, especially with more people on it. It was great with me and Sean, but it's even better now.
Okay. I can agree with that. And that brought us to episode number two. We talked about, this is where we kind of introduced current events. And we talked about current events, and if they're going to be current events, they had to be timely. So, if, you know, we talked about the NFC AFC conference and some first impressions on certain things. And it had to come out in a certain time. So this is when we first started inserting different topics, not just a dad's life topic. And again, that was me and Sensei John. And so that one was a little difficult because I want to say our first was right before the Super Bowl. So January 22nd was when that one came out, and then the Super Bowl was
soon 11.
When I came, it was between the second and the third episode was the Super Bowl.
Right. This one came out January 28th.
Right. And so we had talked about the NFC AFC conference and our predictions about it, and then Sensei took a sabbatical. Is that what they're called? He took a little sabbatical.
Quick one. I was like, oh shit, I gotta think. I want to do this. Nah, you know, me and my wife went to Vegas for this. Well, not for the Super Bowl, but we joined in some of the festivities.
Right. And then so you know, again, that was us. And then that's when we kind of came back with our third episode. And that was where we first introduced New York God.
Whoa. Episode two, you guys got deeper than that.
Really?
Episode two, you guys got into y'all's situations.
Yeah.
About being a dad.
About being
right.
a dad.
I had to click on the rest of the description.
Yeah. No. I just thought we was flowing. But no, Nyord's right. We talked about first time fatherhood and
that was y'all's deep. Scenarios. Like,
yeah.
Like how you guys first became a dad, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and
that's
and,
the pivotal and, foundation of yeah. this podcast.
Yeah, right.
That's how you know he did his homework. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So yeah, I mean that was a great episode. I think I think me and Sensei's stories are actually pretty similar. And that's why for us it was key to bring in a third. To get a different perspective. And I think even it was a great episode, guys. Check that one out. And again, that was me and Sensei's second episode that we did together. And again, we're still new, working with each other, obviously still having issues with whatever it is, camera, lighting, whatever the case was. But it was early on. Like
technology only issues, not chemistry issues. Don't get that twisted.
Because I want to say.
You're right here, my brother.
I want to say in between the second and third episode is actually where Njord had reached out to me. And he had said that he listened to the first two episodes and really, just like what he said, commenting on that, he's like, you guys got some really good chemistry, you know. And, you know, we were already looking for a third person. And again, I presented the idea to Sensei about it. Like, what do you think about adding a third? And that kind of brought us to our and then, of course, since Njord is a Shadowpact West member, so it wasn't going to be outside of the realm to bring in somebody else from the team to come in and round us off. And that's when we get into episode three.
You brought the third in for the third episode. That's right.
Right, quarter three, baby. We needed you.
Right. This one was called Self-Care and the Super Bowl. This is when we kind of talked about the Super Bowl, and it was the week after Sensei John came back. And then we went into a deep topic about self-care. Anybody want to kind of just give their final thoughts on that subject?
I'll let you go first, Sensei.
Let me see. Self-care. Yeah, I talked about, like...
We were talking about mental health self-care, right? Like, that's where we were going. You got...
The mental health self-care? Oh, yeah. But I also included, like, some physical self-care as well.
Right. You things that help you relax is what you kind of went over.
Right. Okay. Okay. Help me relax. But, yeah. Still see my therapist every Thursday. Still on that grind. And it's a lot. It's helped me even through this, you know. I talked to him about, you know, joining him. He's listened a few times.
Heck yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Sensei John's therapist.
And yeah. He also helped me kind of like open up and be myself, because he was like, oh, you're holding something back in those first two episodes. I think, you know, it really helped when Yord came, because I have somebody to have some banter with. You know what I mean? Well, there we go again. And, you know, we have this, me and Yord, I feel like we had like a good chemistry coming off right from the bat. You know, okay. And he's been like a fire in this episode. So self-care, getting back to self-care, continue with it. Seek the help that you need if you need some. If you need to reach out to any one of us, you know our socials. It'll be at the bottom of the episode. We can hopefully lead you in the right direction. Not here to be doctors, but we can point you in the right direction for some self-care.
Yep. York?
This episode was special to me, right? Because I had a couple months prior shut down my own organization, right? But due to becoming a dad, right? It was almost 2 years in the making, but this still gives me an outlet to create content the way I want to. And so this episode, season four, episode three is going to be a special place in my heart for a very long time. Okay. Coming back in to work in with Sean Flack, meeting and working with Sensei John has been absolutely amazing. Currently you two, but you don't come till next episode. So,
two more episodes, but yeah.
Yeah, actually you're right. Two more episodes. I liked this topic a lot, right? Because there's a lot of things that we actually touched on. I know later on in the season we got into physical health and all that, but mental health, getting massages, getting pedicures, getting going to the barber and all that jazz, right? And actually getting like that full-on man facial, stuff like that. Things that guys is just like, no, I'm too manly, machismo to go do that. Going to see a therapist, right? Like diving into these things, getting away from the normal social cues of what a man is supposed to be was phenomenal. I loved it. I hope that we can kind of change that stereotypical masculinity away from suck it up, kid. Don't cry. You know, no, it's okay to hurt. It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to need some me time, especially as a dad. Right. And I know we went over this. If you're not at your peak game, your kid's suffering, you know, or your kids, however many you got, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not taking care of them. You can't take care of them. Right. So this was a great episode. If you haven't listened to season four, episode three, definitely go back and give it a listen. We brought up some things, like one of my favorite things, I've already said it, I love going to that barber, getting that nice high and tight with a straight razor shave, that facial. Yeah, you pay a little bit of money, but man, there's nothing like it, right? If you don't want to go see an actual therapist, they always say your barber is like your free therapist. So
yeah,
you got that. But
yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, give that episode a check for sure.
Yeah,
Mr. Sean Flack, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to have to agree with both of you guys, what you said about it. I mean, it was this actually kind of tips into some of the taboo stuff we tried to get into, just like, you know, like what you said. about men's health. And I think that was one of the major things that, you know, doing the Dad's Life podcast originally was about being able to have a space for dads to go. Because there's a lot of moms, you know, self-help groups and stuff like that. And there wasn't that many dads when I started it back in 2019. And so that was the whole premise of me starting the podcast originally. And I love this episode, it being especially very early on. And the thing that you guys don't know, if you haven't listened to the episodes, and we're going to push you to go back and listen to these episodes, is that me and Sensei's story is almost the same with older kids and younger kids. And I want to say we're older. I'm the oldest on the show. But Njord is actually the youngest, and his story is different. And I loved hearing about it in that episode, and I love bringing that third perspective to the show and talking about self-care, you know? I mean, yeah. Again, I think you know, just like Sensei says, you know, this is one of my favorite things to do during the week. And I think the fact that all of our wives support it in a healthy outlet, that's part of the self-care. And I love this episode for that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was good.
And mental health is something that I hope to at least probably go back to from time to time through the seasons. You know, even checking on each other's mental health.
Right.
Oh, no. Trust me. I'm going to be needing y'all next season. Trust me.
Okay. So that, and then we talked about the Super Bowl, talked about what we thought about the Super Bowl. I actually watched the Super Bowl so I could talk about it in this particular episode. And I haven't watched a football game in a very long time. And I thought it was very enjoyable. And so go ahead and check that out. Our impressions about what happened with it. And that's self-care in the Super Bowl. Going into episode 4, Mr. Crinley is still not on the show just yet. So he comes in about halfway through this season. But Crinley... and I'll talk about him once he gets to the episode. But this one was called Basketball and Bonding. And I think that week they did the All-Star Weekend, which was our current event. And then our Dad Life Dad Advice topic. Do you guys remember what that was? And I asked because I don't know.
So we really did just actually really...
Oh, bonding.
A touch on bonding.
Yes.
Right.
What it was what bonding it looks with like. Your children. Yeah.
Yeah, does it is it different for each child?
Kid, right.
You guys are great.
And we gave them tips on strengthening their fatherhood and child relationships, you know. Things that we do. And those are the tips.
So that one was great. I mean, I like that one. And again, go back and listen to our stories. They're very dynamic, and I feel they're very interesting as well. But we have older kids, and our older kids had us at our worst. Right.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? As far as being young men, you know, not married, still trying to get on our own two feet. And then our younger kids, obviously the smaller ones, they kind of got us. And I'm not going to, you know, my whole thing is I still could get better. So I'm still not at my best.
Of course.
So, but they had us at a different time in our life and our relationships with them and the bonding and what bonding looks like. And I thought that was a great contrast. And then Njord's perspective, which speak on that one, Njord.
So I kind of took things a little bit differently, right? Because my child just came out of the pet rock phase.
What? The pet rock phase.
Dude, don't tell me you haven't forgotten. I know you got yourself a 3-year-old over there. That pet rock phase where you can just kind of like sit there and look at him and that's all they're really good for at the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Okay, I hear you, dog.
So I recently, within like the last year, is when I've been able to start seeing my daughter's personality and expressions and all of that start really coming out of her shell. So I didn't really have a whole lot to touch on, but I definitely went into more of the dynamic of I went into being able to compromise with your spouse on how I wanted to raise my daughter. I went into the importance of
compromise?
No, not just compromise, but the importance of a strong relationship between your spouse and yourself is for the child, right? You know, if you guys are constantly fighting within the household, it just creates tension, and your kids pick up on that, even at a year old.
Right.
So I delved more into that and what I know my biggest passionate outburst in that one, and it was, outburst is kind of a strong word, but my passion in that episode was more on the along the lines of, I knew how I wanted to raise a child before I met my wife and before I had a child, and then we had a child, and then I realized that I'm not the only one raising my child.
Right.
So the compromise portion of that for me is what took most of that episode. And it's very important for all you new dads that are out there who know for sure how you want to raise your kids. Guess what? It's going to change, I promise you.
Like, yeah. A few times, huh?
Well, yeah.
I know my biggest takeaway on that one was pick your battles.
Yep.
Right? Pick your battles. Make sure you stand for your core morals that you don't want to give up on. But compromise and give in on the things that aren't as important to you specifically, right? But also don't make it a fight. Have it a grown-up conversation. You know, this is the person that you marry, the person that you supposedly love, that you had a kid with. Focus on that, you know.
Right. It's a great episode. And again, the different perspectives that were had with that, and I'm glad you guys were able to remember exactly what that was, because it was a really great episode. You guys definitely got to check that one out. And this is where we get into episode 5.
Oh, no. We got to do it for the grin dog.
Now answering Mr. Quinley.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Calm down there, Boris Karloff.
So this brings episode 5. This actually brings in Mr. Crinley. Now, just a little background with Mr. Crinley. I actually have worked with Mr. Crinley in other projects under our Shadowpack Gaming. And I'm working with him over there. Yeah, I mean, just a great person to work with, you know, hard worker, follow through, communicator. Interestingly enough, he's the quietest one on here, but you kind of get him going and he starts talking.
In the text messaging, Crinley is a beast.
And I'm the quiet one.
That's the crazy part. Because he will talk. He will answer all the text messages. He will subscribe to the channel and everything.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when I didn't see pineapple juice tonight. I'm just saying.
Oh. And so with working with Crinley on other projects before, and also he was actually one of the very first people before I, you know, he listened to the old podcast and he reached out to me prior to and was like, hey, man, if you're going to start this back up, I want in. And it was interestingly enough that he came in on the halfway through. Again, he was one of the ones that, hey, man, if this is ever going to come up, I want in. And he was one of the first subscribers to the Patreon page, which, again, thank you for that as well, Mr. Crinley. Big supporter of the show, big supporter of our group, our Shadowpack Gaming group. He, you know, wanted to do everything he could to, you know, to be a participant in that. And then when, you know, just like what Njord said, he shut the group down. He shut the organization down. We had a good discussion. You know, we were basically co-founders of that organization. I wanted to keep it going in some way, shape, or form. And that's what Shadowpack West is. And immediately, Crinley was one of the ones that, yep, I'm on. You know, whatever, you know, we could keep this thing rolling. Yes. So thank you for joining the show halfway in. Thank you for being an early supporter of the resurrected show, but also the original Dad's Life podcast show. So, so episode 5 is where we it was what did we name it? And then there were 4. And then there were 4.
So first we had the dynamic duo.
Right, the dynamic
then
duo.
We had the Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
And now we've got the Fantastic Four.
And the Fantastic Four.
Hey. Lame up. Oh, wait, it don't work. I'm not on an iPhone.
Gotta be fun, right?
Right. We'll give you the horns on that one. So so episode 5, interestingly enough, it's titled And Then There Were 4. This is where we bring in Crinley. And actually, funny enough, Crinley is into the IT industry. And we talked about raising kids in the digital age and personal growth in our fatherhood.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So,
you know why?
Why?
Because I didn't even realize how much it fits the narrative.
Right.
When he came in, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, with that, since we've been doing all the talking, currently, why don't you talk about your take on episode 5 in raising your kids in the digital age?
Well, the biggest takeaway from that episode was you just got to know what your kids are doing and know how to, I hate to say the word restrict because it just sounds, it feels terrible. Like you don't really want to shelter your kids, but at the same time, you want to protect your kids. So, and the best way is to know what they're doing, like what's going on in your kid's life digitally, you know. I mean, there's safeguards to put up, obviously, you know, blocks, and but there's also ways around it. And the more blocks you put up, the harder they're going to work to get around them. And that point, like, so the most important thing is knowing what your kids are doing digitally and try to explain to them, because they're going to see things that they shouldn't see. And all you can do is explain to them, like, this is not appropriate for you, but since you ended up here, this is how we're going to deal with this. And then, you know, that's up to you as the parent. But yeah, so that was my main takeaway from that episode.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
So funny thing enough is this episode's topic, like actually the Dad Life podcast, came up as a conversation piece between my wife and I today. This episode, right? So my wife is looking to start her own content creation about, you know, mom with toddler fun adventures they can do here in Central Arkansas, right? And she was asking me, hey, how do I feel about my daughter being, let me rephrase, not my daughter, our daughter, being actually on camera in these videos and stuff. And I said, you know what? This reminds me of an episode that we had on the Dad Life podcast about raising your kids in the digital age. And one of my biggest takeaways from this episode was, by the time my daughter, again, she's two, gets into the workforce, technology in the digital age is going to pretty much take over everything. It really is. It's injected itself into most things already today, right? So I want to be able to arm her with the best knowledge that I can so that when she becomes a contributing member of society, she can actually contribute, right? And be successful. Now, that means I have to teach her how to use it. I have to teach her how to be safe while using it, right? I remember one of the big things that I stated in this episode was explain why, right? Because myself, I was told you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't have this on the internet. And guess what I did? I had that, and I did that, right? Because I was told not to, but I wasn't ever explained to why. So that's kind of my takeaway. I told my wife, hey, you know what? I'm perfectly fine with my daughter being, our daughter being on camera. My only request is you don't use her real name.
Yeah.
Right? I've already got a moniker for her. All right. She's Baby Freya. I've already dubbed that. I've created logos for it already. You know, she's Baby Freya. So just give her the moniker and refer to her like that when she's on camera. And I'm golden because it makes it harder for the creeps to find my daughter.
Right. Well, they're going to find something else, too, if they try to find your daughter.
I have some things in my background that will work
right
very well for this.
Find something else too. Sensei, what's your take on that one?
You know? What was that one?
Raising Your Kids in the Digital Age.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, monitor. Make sure you keep restrictions on everything. Yeah. You know, my kids got restrictions on everything. Don't know it, but they got restrictions, so. Right. They don't know it won't hurt them. You feel me?
Right.
My kids aren't, you know, Roblox is out, so even my daughter, she's like 7 or 8. I haven't got to them online yet or anything, so I don't have to make up a name. But when they do, Njord, I will be taking a page out of your book, okay?
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, ain't gonna be able to find you or your family if you win that lottery or something. So money wasn't the issue. I'm just saying, though.
Right.
No, you best believe I still have internet because I got to do the Dad's Life podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they ain't going to be able to find you, though. You're going to have VPN and everything else. You know what I mean? You're going to be in Rome trying to. But yeah, protect your kids, protect your.
Good luck getting past them landmines to get to us.
You know, that too.
Okay. I want to throw out there, too, the difference in technology between me and Njord and you two. Like, I mean, you two have older kids, too, so technology was a lot different back then.
Right. Yeah, it was. And yeah, raised my son, and I believe that he's a lot. It's crazy because looked at the internet a lot, but he used it to his advantage. He was able to secure place in society, and he's giving back to his country as well. You know?
Yeah.
He's honored. I was talking to him today. So proud of you. Hey, EB, I'm so proud of you, boy. You listen to the podcast. But he, he's advancing in his skills and technology, and, you know, like I said, he's doing something that's technologically advanced now. So, you know, it helped him, I guess, you right. know, because now he's into computers, he's into technology, he's into, you know, helping the country and us, you know, be free.
Right.
But my young ones, I'm protecting them with my sword. You know what I mean? Boom.
Well,
a view book.
The one thing I just want to add to this last one, a quote that I saw like on Facebook or something like that, that kind of talked about this. And the individual does not let his kids get on screens. And his quote that he said, he was like, "You think that when you put a device in front of your kids, like a cell phone or an iPad, that you give them access to the world, when in actuality, you actually give the world access to your children."
And I saw that.
How do you want to take that? And I'm like, man, that kind of hit it in the nail. You know, I want my kids to be kids for as long as they can be and to not expose them to, you know, some of the dangers of the world. And I feel like as we grew up, we had no choice. I know I grew up in right. the hood. I had no choice. But, you know, I believe I've elevated myself and my family to the point where I have a choice. And, you know, with that, even my oldest son didn't get his own cell phone until he was like 16. So,
yeah.
you know, would it is you? What it is. Moving on.
Right.
We're going to kind of skim on this next one, obviously, because I want you guys to listen to it. But this is actually the exclusive interview episode. Since we finalized how many hosts that we were going to have on here, we wanted to reintroduce them properly and give them a proper introduction. So episode 6 is an exclusive interview episode where we talk about and we give Mr. Crinlin, we give New York God the platform to introduce themselves and share some of their dad life, dad advice, tips. So check that one out. You know, like I said, episode 6, me and Sensei kind of with 1 and 2 and kind of were able to talk about us and our background. And we want to make sure that we gave you guys, the listeners, an opportunity to learn some background about the two new hosts. So,
and that was a good one.
Yeah.
So what really he's saying is, I got drilled by Njord, and then Njord got to go on and on about himself.
I'm just saying, hey, though.
That's your own fault, buddy.
No, I know. You
didn't come prepared. We were new.
Right.
Oh, but that was a really good one. We got a chance to find out who both of you guys really are. And I'm impressed.
Yeah, I want to say I think my wife was like really intrigued about your background, Jord. I think she was just like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. I didn't know. I was like, yeah. So,
yeah. Man, she's kind of somewhat known me for 3 years.
Yeah, I know. So, check out that episode.
Thank you guys for putting that out there, though. You know,
of course.
We're all from different backgrounds, so that really like touched me personally.
Yeah. So, go ahead and check that one out, and then we go right into episode 7. Episode 7, we tried something a little different. We started using AI tools for some of the things that we were putting out there. And it's kind of, you know, the AI is AI. Yeah. It needs work. But this one was called A Work-Free World. And this is when we talked about if you had, unlimited cash, what you would do. I'll start this one off. I wanted to open up a community center. You know, that's what I wanted to do. The details and all that stuff. Go ahead and check out episode 7 for that. I thought that was a fun question to ask. So, what would you do if you didn't have to work for a living? So not necessarily you were rich. You just didn't have to put in the 40 hours a week
You had unlimited resources is what it was.
Right. Again, there's some caveats to that. We talked about what we do to give back to the community. Do you guys want to make some quick topics on that? Then we can move on to our episode number 8. Who's going to go?
I do, because I also want to give an update, right? So episode 7 is when we also broke the news about my mom.
Ah, yes.
Having breast cancer. So last week, today is April 6th. It's my sister's birthday, so shout out to my sister.
Happy birthday, big sis.
Last week, my mother had a double mastectomy to remove cancer in one breast. She is doing a lot better, but see, episode 7 is when we announced that. We finally got the test results back from that surgery. She had stage 1A. cancer, which for those of you guys who do not know much about cancer, like I really didn't know, cancer goes from stages 1 through 4, A and B, right? So she had cancer, breast cancer 1A, stage 1A. She will be starting, she's got 2 different chemo treatments that are going to be starting concurrently of each other. Okay, so not one after another, but at the same time. She'll be starting chemo in 2 weeks from now. I think the 19th is her first chemotherapy. That'll be once a week for 3 months. And then she'll be doing the other treatment every 3 weeks for a year. She will not be allowed to return to in-person work until July. So she works for the hospital that did the surgery and where her oncologist is at. So I'm pretty sure that they'll let her work from home, hopefully, but she's still got a pretty rough road ahead of her going into all the toxins that are about ready to be pumped into her. So keep Mama Jordan in prayer for sure.
She enjoying that chair.
She's got 2 cancer chairs now. One of them was donated by the church to her. So that's really awesome. But the awesome thing is, right, so her spirits are freaking phenomenal. I love it. I'm sorry, I'm kind of going off on a
are you good, dog?
A rabbit trail, but this is kind of an update because we did bring it to the viewers and we just got this information this past Friday, so yesterday. We were told that obviously when you start cancer that chemo, that you lose a lot of your immunity buildup, right? And where my daughter is in daycare, I kind of looked at my mom. I'm like, hey, you know, we may want to distance you from baby Freya. and something that you guys will go more in depth in season two, but she won't be in daycare come June 1st. So I told my moms, I was like, hey, we may want to like limit you from this point till like 2 weeks after June 1st. So you don't catch any of the peachy dish of daycare. She's like, no, Nana can wear a mask. Yeah. I will be seeing my granddaughter. Thank you very much.
Babies keep her young.
Right. Yes, and I truly believe that baby Frey is one of the big things that's helping keep her spirits alive and this fighting spirit. So that's my update from my mom's. I know that in this episode, my big thing was not going for helping the community like every other person in this podcast, but to have a homestead and to kind of like cut myself off. And I'm going to end it there.
Sensei, what'd you talk about? What did you want to do?
Oh, skating ring, you know. I want to be big in the community. We gonna roll, bounce, you know what I mean?
on quads.
You know, right on quads. that's what I'm talking about. Like, we, you know what I mean? That was beautiful. I've watched that. I laugh hard every time. Every time about at that moment. So y'all go check us out. I'm giving back to the community. I want a complex, or what did I call it, Sean? A compound.
Your compound.
And you know, I'm gonna win that $1.25 billion or whatever, and we're gonna make it happen. That's what I gotta say about that.
All right, currently, in this episode, what did you wanna do?
I actually spoke about it earlier. It was I wanted to be able to go to schools and like have the equipment for disabled children to be able to play games and just set it all up, let them play games for a few hours, and then go to different schools doing stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Well, so again, what will we do? And, you know, we always ask, you know, what would you guys do? You know, answer these questions, follow along with these topics. Yeah, you know, what would you do if you had unlimited resources? You know, and again, you didn't have to work for a living. What would you really do? So going into episode 8, this is where we kind of start having technical difficulties with recordings. I talked about this in episode 9, I believe. But the settings that I had.
This was a good episode too.
Yeah, the settings that I had on this, we had to put something out. I had to because it was such a good topic. But we did talk about men's health and the taboo around talking about it. And Njord had some really good information. I mean, everybody really, really, and I want you guys to listen to this. Unfortunately, this one had to get put out in 2 episodes because I had some behind-the-scenes recording issues with the settings I was doing, capturing the video, and the fact that the file got corrupted, and I couldn't get the last 18 minutes of the show to render into something viewable. So with that, that one was a great one. I really encourage you guys to listen to this one. Listen to the one about mental health and self-care. These are some really, really deep topics that we kind of talk about with like taboo stuff and men being men. And, you know, I mean, it's just a different time. It's a different space to be in nowadays here in 2024, you know, versus, you know, the 80s, the 90s and the 2000s. So anybody want to really quick want to hit up on any of these quick topics? Sensei, take it away.
So funny. Not funny, but it's so cool. Like, my dad, we talked about it today. It was funny. I was sitting there asking him a different question, and he answered my question. And then he was like, oh, so you couldn't bring up so and so and so for it. I was like, oh, see, you watched the episode. It was cool because I was like, this sparks a conversation about men's health. And so me and him had a chat, and I was like, this is cool. So, you know, one of the things he brought up was like my grandfather, you know, he had like a taboo about going to the hospital. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I frequently visit, and then my dad has like, So there was a health issue that I didn't even know about, you know, with my dad. He told me about it, and I was like, damn, I didn't even know it. So he had like a ulcer, a bleeding ulcer, where he actually like passed out, you know, in his room. And luckily my brother was there and my mom had to help him. He had to go in the ambulance. He had a bleeding ulcer and he had to, you know, because he was taking like aspirin all the time and it kind of ate away at his lining of his stomach. And, you know, it was something, it was called H. pylori bleeding ulcer. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn. So I said, you know what, Dad? I'm glad you watched the episode because this helped me understand something about you today.
Something shout out to Papa Sensei.
Yeah, yep. you didn't even let me know, but you know, damn, I'm glad you told me now. Right. So evidently you must be doing okay, but no, he has like health issues. And he talked about being in the military and like I said, you know, them not wanting to go to like to the doctor or to report an injury, but it actually hurts you in the long run because
your VA, you know, benefits.
Yes. He's 100% disabled now, but had he reported most of the things that happened to him while he was in there for the 35 years, it would have been 100% a long time ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, get yourself checked out. Don't be so macho to go in there and, you know, I go to the doctor. I don't care what, you know, shit, something hurt. Boom, I'm there. You know? Oh, no. I love this episode because it helps spark an interest with my dad. This is the Dad's Life podcast, right?
Right. Yep.
So this is great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Thanks, guys.
I love it because this was my topic.
Yep. And thank you, Njord.
Njord had us a very interesting section in that. And unless Njord really wants to kind of go into, I really want you guys to go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah.
I even think like one of my coworkers, you know, walked up to me and talked to me about the episode. Like, I watched that whole episode and I thought that was interesting and blah, blah, you know, so with, you know, Sensei's interaction with his dad and just, you know, somebody coming up to me at work saying, hey, you know, I listened to that, you know, that episode, specifically this one about men's health and the taboo. And, you know, they took value in that. And I really, you know, I listened to the whole thing. And, you know, these things are kind of long. You know, these discussions that we have are pretty long and pretty in depth. And that one, you know, again, I thought that was that somebody felt value with that and somebody took the time to listen to it, you know, at least two people, you know. Like I said, this one was I thought was very impactful. So yeah, New York, thank you for bringing that topic to us.
And my dad became a subscriber too.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we just need to get him into the Patreon.
Where are the horns?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Hey Pops, I love you, dog.
Crenley, did you want to add anything to this one particularly?
Not really a whole lot, but I wanted to, like, he was talking about his dad, you know, having, you know, what he was just talking about, and then not really telling anybody, and I was thinking about, like, my grandpa, when he passed away, he was like, his last words to my grandmother was, no sirens and no flashing lights, and that's just kind of, like, what that generation was, like, you know, yeah. No need to make a big deal about it, it's just, it is what it is. Yeah, and that's kind of that's a mistake that we've been making for years.
Right.
And it needs to be better.
And I think the biggest takeaway Njord had said this was to break that generational curse about talking about men's health. And I think that's what his, you know, when we have these discussions, we want to have a lesson at the end of it. And, you know, Njord really want to punch away that message, break that generational curse of taboo of talking about men's health, talking about getting help that you need physically. And it was a great episode. So, you know, yeah, I think there was a lot of good feedback on that one. So thank you again, Njord, for bringing that to us.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hate that it had to be broken up in two episodes.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, actually, I'm not, right? To be honest with you. So, like, again, my big thing is on this one, I actually challenge you, Sensei, you've already started it, but if you guys have any male or other family members in you guys' families if your dads aren't still around, which I don't think, Crinley or Sean, I think you got both your dads passed.
Yeah.
Find out if there's genetic issues that guys don't talk about either. Right?
Pick up a conversation.
It definitely does. Like Sensei John was saying, it sparks that conversation. You're able to start going down that line, you know, of, oh God, there's a history of prostate cancer in my dad's side of the family. You know, okay, well, you know what? At a certain point, I know I need to definitely get checked on that. Right. Okay, but if you don't have those conversations, you've got no clue.
Right.
Right. Now, you're flying fat, dumb, and happy.
And I want to say, even with that, something's going undiagnosed because they don't know that they have that history. I know a lot of, like, if you're looking for a sperm donor or you're in this IVF thing and trying to conceive a baby outside of the natural way to do it, knowing your medical history is a big deciding factor of what method they use to do that. And if you don't know what that is, it may put off that that journey that you're trying to, you know, get to or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, they do DNA testing and all these different things. And but if you know that, you could simply just have a discussion with, you know, your dad, your mom, you know, your grandpa, if you have the ability to. So, yeah.
I'm gonna put it a little bit differently, right, because I breed dogs. Okay. That I'm an AKC breeder. If we find an undesirable genetic issue, right, that both can pass on, we will not breed the dogs.
Yeah.
If you find in your family history that maybe it skipped a generation, maybe two, guess what? More than likely, it's going to pop up in your children.
Yeah.
Right. So I again, knowing, just tacking on further, knowing your family medical history is highly important before even becoming a father.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, my parents just did same thing, just to make it short. They did some Rottweilers, but don't even let them like actually do the do anymore. They artificially inseminate them now, so to help with the some of the diseases and everything that come with, you know. So that's a good point.
Okay. All right. That moves us to where Njord had to, you know, take a little sabbatical himself.
I'll answer the question if it's asked to me during this.
He went on the hiatus.
This brings us to episode 9, which is the last one we recorded. Easter shenanigans and no diddy. No diddy. This one we kept light. This is where, again, Chiron 79 came through and, you know, sat in for Njord. This is when it became the pawpaw, dead life pawpaw.
I was like, I laughed at that. I was like, oh, this, you a pawpaw?
Oh, I got to meet his great. They're adorable, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you know, this one, again, was lighthearted. We talked about Easter, what we do to celebrate for Easter. Go ahead and listen to that one, because actually I would like to tell you, we got a couple more minutes left here. If Njord would like to share what he does for Easter, does he celebrate Easter, since he's back with us here on episode 10? What you got for us?
Sure. So typically, I definitely celebrate Easter, especially now having a two-year-old, right? Last year we took her going to the different city functions where you could do eggs and all that jazz. I found out my mother no longer loves me, and she has disowned me this year. There goes the root beer.
Oh, my God. Okay, please.
That needs to be clipped.
Go with your traffic, because your mom's disowned him.
Hey, Tom skipped that.
Yeah. I didn't get an Easter basket for the first time in my life this year. And you? That, yeah, me.
What?
For the first time, I'm 33 years old, and this is the first time I haven't gotten an Easter basket. And
hey, Mom, like, what you learn about having kids is they get everything you used to get.
I still got one last year.
Yeah, that was.
And this is my daughter's second.
That was the first year. That was, you know, now from now on, you don't expect one.
Yeah, don't, you gets nothing.
This year was a little weird, right? Because I unfortunately pulled call for work. We didn't actually do too much, except for the fact that I've got a video of it that I'll post for the Dad Life podcast crew. We did bunny rabbit tracks from the door to an Easter basket that we got my daughter.
Aww,
and cute. Just seeing her reaction as she came out, like the first thing she goes, uh-oh. Like seeing like the mess on the floor.
Right. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
And then she starts hopping around like a bunny rabbit. So it was really cool.
The bunny hop.
But yeah, so we celebrate Easter that way, and then we go to church, but we go to church regularly, so it's not like we just go on Easter type deal.
Okay. Again, that one is lighthearted. Again, we did introduce Chiron, so there was a different perspective, different voice there on the podcast for that one. Go ahead and check that one out. And that just kind of closes us out. Now here we are, episode number 10.
What was the second question?
We talked about the Diddy, 9. And we talked about the Baltimore Bridge.
Yeah, but we had a second question.
Where would you go if, where would you travel to if money wasn't an object? Yeah.
And there was another one that we never answered.
Which was what two
we'll
things
answer that
you
one
drill?
In season 10. Season 10, shit.
Season 2.
This is the after party getting ready.
Let me put that on my calendars.
So there were a couple things that were on there. And there were
I'd go to Ireland, by the way. Just
okay.
Letting you know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I should have gave you that one. Yeah. Where would you go? New York, hold on. Where would you go if money wasn't an object and why?
Mr. Sean Flack, I would move to Ireland. Okay. That or Norway.
No, he said, I'm going to move.
What'd you say?
Did immediately?
Oh, instantly. Like, boom, gone. Okay? Darn. Like, hey. I win the lottery. Just like that. Boom, I'm packing up everything I have here. I'm buying a fucking castle out there. Okay? Dude, I want out.
Okay. So, you know, you heard it here first, episode number 10. New York gods, answer to those questions. But go ahead and check that one out. Like I said, New York was on call for his job, and so he couldn't make that one. So thank you for sharing with us. And we're gonna, you know, we could revisit some of the stuff that we want to retalk about in season 5. And that brings us here to season episode 10 of season 4.
Okay, you were about to say the same thing. Right. Shit.
Episode 10 of season 4, The Resurrection.
See, that's that AI. The AI helped us, though. Sean, see, you would have never got that, though. I'm just saying,
again, a lighthearted episode to kind of close out the season. And this is our season recap. So one of the main things I wanted to establish, right, for the Dad's Life podcast, this is exactly what you see here. A group of men, a group of dads that are sharing experiences, hanging out in a positive way, creating content that is not negative in nature and is not, like, hateristic in nature, if that's even a word. It's more about us hanging out, being productive, and being positive, and being from different places. So closing out season 1, one of the goals for the podcast in general, you guys help achieve. So I want to say thank you. I'm closing out season 1 and looking for multiple seasons ahead. Thank you for that. I think this was, for me, my ultimate goal for this podcast. I'm going to close out
the episode with that.
Hey, were we going to tease with some ideas that we had for next season?
We can't. This is where, you know, we're going to close out. We're kind of running out of time here. So I just wanted to say thank you. As far as that goes, going into our season 10, going into episode 10, season 4, into 5. And that's what I got for it as far as this goes. I think we had a really great run. I loved every discussion, every topic, you know, had me laugh, had me really think about stuff. And I enjoy doing this. I'm going to continue to do it. So that's what I got. I want to say thank you for you guys for being a part of this journey with me. Thank you to the listeners. And just some final thoughts from you guys. Again, if we want to do some teasers for season 5, let's throw those out there. And who would like to go first?
I think the other producer should go first.
There we go.
So, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about, and I could throw this out here, father figures that aren't our fathers. We're definitely going to touch that on that. You know, that's a question. I'm giving you a little insight. We might even touch Santa Claus or no Santa Claus. Ooh, what is the true question behind that? That's going to be a good one.
Well, as you're going through, I don't want you to get so caught up in that one, but I would like you to do some closing final thoughts about the season we just completed.
Hey, no. I just wanted to touch on that. No,
okay.
That's
all right.
Michelle.
All right.
He asked the question. So, you know, come back for more. Final season was great. Final season. Shit. This ain't the finale. This is just the beginning, buddy. The episodes were great. Love the first two episodes. Like I said before, Nior, you know, you came in, you wrecked the show, you're a fucking star. You know, Mr. Crinley, you're quiet as hell, but you're great on text, and you give us so fucking much on, like I would never found that AI shit if you never sent me that YouTube. So I appreciate you too.
Nice.
You know, you're coming into your own. You know, we started with the background. Look at the background, guys. We're going to see more of this.
Look at that weirdo right there.
Yeah. That's your date right there, dude?
No, but he keeps having some weird conversation about Alaska. I don't even want to know.
No. So I'm just saying, though, we've come a long way. I'm having fun. This is, I look forward to you guys every freaking night. Every freaking, excuse me, no Diddy. I look forward to my wife every night, but every freaking week. See, the after party gonna be dope. So, every freaking week, I look forward to coming on here. And what is ice cubes?
Those are whiskey stones.
Whiskey stones, right?
Oh damn,
whiskey stones.
I would like to know where to get some other than Amazon.
Yeah. Oh shit, we gotta dive into that too.
Okay, well, finish up your final thought there, Sensei.
Okay, I'm going into a tangent. But right. Anyway, appreciate you guys for watching. Like, comment, and subscribe in the comment section. I'm enjoying myself. You guys are great. We're here, we're dads, we're men as well, because we're grown men. You know, taking care of our families. I'm excited for the next season. I don't even know what the hell. We might not even answer none of those fucking questions. Who knows? Come back and see. Who knows? Shit.
Is that it? That was you got?
Oh, no, that's all I got, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Appreciate y'all.
Crinley. Now, we're not going to end with Crinley, so we'll go Crinley next.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for watching, obviously. But you guys for having me. I mean, like Sean was talking about earlier, I watched the first four episodes, and I was like, where the hell am I at? And so I hit him up. But like he said, too, I hit him up before he even started all this. I told him, anytime you got something going on, hit me up, and I will do what I can to help you out.
What's up?
Because I just want to see it happen. And
I want to see your
happening.
Boy Sean win.
That's right.
Well, we all winning, so.
Exactly. That's why. Like, people like Sean, like, when he wins, everyone wins. That's what it's about. And that's where we're at.
Okay. He's a fucking good MC. I'm sitting here looking at him like, God damn. If I do my own shit, I got to talk like that? God damn. Ooh, I got a lot of learning to do, y'all. Fucking awesome.
You've got 30
dude.
More episodes.
Yeah, I got 30. I'm taking notes.
Well, 40. 49. 40 now.
Right. I better start writing this shit down, huh?
Right. Just going back, rewatching the episodes. Njord, why don't we take us away with some final thoughts about season one? And I wanted to end with you last because you have a lot of experience. So I figure you should have some good insight about where we were, where we are, and where we're headed. So what you got for us?
So I've actually greatly enjoyed this experience, not from just being a co-host, but also observing the growth that has come from this first season of us together, right? Particularly you, Mr. Sensei John. You started with that Cracker Jack setup, right? Not really knowing what you were doing, not knowing how to unmute the mic or anything left, right, or the other.
Why are you and look at like that?
And look at you now.
Shit, it's real.
Right? Started from the bottom, now you're here, my guy.
I'm here,
right?
Baby.
You're doing absolutely amazing. You're killing it. You appreciate are bringing you. A life to this podcast. Do not stop. Okay? Sean, dude, you've been a legend since the day I met you, right? but I will say though, you're going through your own learning curve as well, and being able to see the transition of what you're completing has been astonishing, right? For those of you guys who don't know, Sean has been embarking on this video editing process of all this with this podcast, okay? So go back and look at the differences between episode 1 to episode 10 and really see the different dynamics, right? So you started with no graphics whatsoever and kind of a little bit of patch jobs, not really much, to now seamless with visual effects. I mean, I know those of you guys who are listening on the podcast, you can't really see that, hence why you need to go check out our YouTube channel and subscribe. Okay. But literally seeing the transition of all of that has been amazing, Sean. You're killing it. Don't stop. I know as we go into season 2, you're only going to get better. Okay? Mr. Crinley, my guy. 3 episodes in, and I've worked with you for a couple years now. 3 episodes in, and I still got to pull info out of you. But yeah. We'll get you there. You're coming out of your shell better. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm loving the improv about the dude in Alaska. Okay, that was spot on. Just to kind of go to show that you're coming out of your shell. I'm loving it. You're doing a great job. This podcast in general, okay, is a, like Sean said before, is a very necessity for us, and I mean us as in the term fathers. Okay, not just the 4 of us. Sean said it already. Women have this. They could throw a brick down the hall and hit 100 different people who are going to be giving them some kind of content about how to be a good mother. You throw a brick down the hall, you're going to hit one of us 4. Okay?
Right. And it better be a big brick, because, you know.
But what I'm getting at is, I've needed this, okay? I've been going for the first 2 years. I've been going at this alone, not knowing who I can listen to, not knowing who I can bounce ideas off of, not knowing if I was going through things alone, right? And being able to be here, talk it over with you guys, and kind of go back and forth with some of the thoughts, the ideas that I have as a father has been necessary. And I appreciate all of you guys for letting me be here, be a part of this, and for the viewers for listening, okay? I know we've got a couple coworkers from Sean. We've got the Mrs. Sensei and the Papa Sensei who have listened. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Don't stop, please. My big thing, though, that I want to push and plead to encourage you all for season 2 is, let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what topic you guys want us to discuss or to debate, because that's the big thing that I really want to bring into season 2. If I have a say, I'm not a producer. I'm just one of the co-hosts. Okay. Is I want us to have some topics where we actually disagree and have some educated discussion and debate on here, because not all of us fathers who are going to be listening to this agree on everything.
Right.
And I want to see how we as a group can kind of come through and have these discussions and present them to you guys. Okay. And also make sure that you guys know that not everybody's always on the same page.
Right.
Right. And that it's okay to agree to disagree. That's some of the topics that I don't know what topics I have in mind for that yet.
I've got one.
But I definitely want to get into that in season two and or season three. But again, you guys, as a team, we are killing this. And as producers, you guys are fucking legends. Okay? You guys have made a show that is worth supporting.
Yeah.
Hence why I am a patron.
Okay. Yeah.
But I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Hey, one more thing I just got to say.
Is Sean Fleck the legend 2.0? Oh, God.
I appreciate that. Okay, so let's kind of close out the show. I want to say thank you, number one, to all the listeners and all the watchers that are on here. Thank you to the patrons. Thank you for the extra support that you give us. You know, hopefully we've given you a lot of extra value in that. And even if just not the regular show, the patron show, you know, look to season two, changing the format a little bit. Just like Sensei John's been talking about most of the show, we're going to go to an after show format. So it's going to be a little bit, you might see a little bit more raw, a little bit more openness.
After the party is the after party there.
And I'm excited. I'm just again, tweaking something as small as doing a before to after and being able to see what the contrasting effect that's going to have. So look forward to that for season two. I know, I mean, that's really all I got. You know, there's so much gratitude that's going around here. And I feel that, and I feel that there needs to be, you know, that needs to be happening with just all men in general, men and dads and you know, young men and things like that. So I love that part about the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's really all I got. Any questions?
Season four is over, right?
Right, till it's over. If anybody has any questions, comments, or emotional outbursts for any of us, you can go head over to the Shadow Pack West website. Go to the Pack tab. It's going to have all of our contact information there. With that being said, I want to say thank you. Grinley? Huh?
Where can they find you, Grinley?
I just want Grinley to send us out because, you know, it's Crin Dog, man. I gave him the little nickname Crin Dog, man. That's my dog. I like quiet motherfuckers. It gives me a challenge to be like, you know, talk to him.
Okay. All right, Crinley. So you've heard me do the spiel before. Let's go ahead and end it. What you got for us, Crinley?
My bad. So, I'm Crinley under the bus.
You're good. You're good. Hey, that's what I need.
Right. Good job.
So thank you everybody for tuning in. We will see you next time. And this is the place where you can get your
dad advice. And away we go.